Right on cue, your Arizona Saturday morning rooster. Do we know for a fact that was recorded in Arizona? That rooster was, that sound effect was recorded in Arizona, correct?
I hope so. I wasn't, that was before my time, but I sure hope so. That'd make it original. You gotta love that.
We'll have to check the authenticity of that rooster and make have a real Arizona rooster.
If not, we could always head out to your place and we gotta hook up a mic to one of your chickens. I mean, why
not?
We
don't keep roosters.
No roosters?
No.
Oh, you know what? There's a neighbor at the office.
They get too mean, and we have too many little kids right now for the roosters. We did the last one we had. He used to strut by the dog pen. We had these two German short hairs that were young, and he'd get out there, and he'd twirl his butt and feather up, and he'd get up there in Cyprus, the mailman. He would just sit there and bark, and that rooster would just, you can't get me, you can't get me.
Oh, you got to love that.
Cyprus gets out one day. And the rooster sees him coming. I mean, Cyprus passes all the other chickens that are in the yard. 20 chickens, he runs past them. I mean, and you can just see he's focused on that rooster. And that rooster, he spreads his wings, puts his spars out, squawks, come on, get me. And Cyprus never missed a beat, just right through him, grabbed his neck, twirled him once.
Oh, no.
String of feathers 20 feet long. As soon as that rooster stopped flopping, Cypress dropped it, looked at him, and then he went and started chasing the other chickens.
Oh, of course. Yeah, nice.
So we'll have to find another rooster. But we need to check that. We need to make sure that your Arizona Saturday morning tradition here, Rosie on the House, broadcasting weekly Saturday mornings for now 4 hours. It's always starts off with the rooster crow. We need to make sure that rooster was recorded right here in the state of Arizona. Welcome to the program, Rosie, your regular host of Rosie on the House. He is still in Germany with sweet Jennifer. They were on top of Germany's, and I can't pronounce it. If you can pronounce Germany's tallest mountain, you're welcome to come in here and give me the correct pronunciation on air. I read it. I looked at it, I read it again, I looked at it, and I said, I'm not even going to try. But they are on top of that mountain. It's about 10,000 feet above elevation, skiing. And Rosie was saying, when I talked to him on Friday morning, just how long the slopes were. He said it seemed like it went on 4 miles. The only place I could compare that to is Vail. I had the opportunity to ski Vail, 2001 maybe. And that mountain seemed like it went on and on and on. And you would get to the top and you'd be in this snow flurry and you'd start skiing and then you'd be below the clouds and blue sky. And then there was even clouds lower so you couldn't see the village. So you went through like three different layers of climate on the way down. And it seemed like the run from the top to the bottom would take half the day, it seemed like sometimes. But he said, nope, this was better than Vail. So I hope y'all are having fun. Enjoy it. They will be back on Tuesday, so they'll be back to the broadcast next Saturday, where we will be in CAF Studio on Highway 66 in Flagstaff for the Flagstaff Home Show, the 23rd annual home show that's at the college. It's not in the dome this year. It's somewhere else. It's at one of the practice fields, so I've not been to this new location, but it will be glad to see it and glad to be in Sedona next Saturday. We are wrapping up but looking ahead real quick at the rest of the broadcast today, we have quite the lineup. At 8 o'clock, we have two board of directors from the Arizona Nursery Association that'll be in studio, Cheryl Gore, the executive director, along with one of the board members, Cindy Writing. Both have been on the program before and always a delight to have. And the broadcast, we will also be talking to Melinda Myers in that hour as well. 9 o'clock hour in our open line hour, we actually had so many things lining up. Generally, and that will still be our open line hour for home improvement, but we're also going to have Kevin Rogers from the Arizona Farm Bureau, the current president. And we'll have to find out how long he's been the president. He got there and from what I have noticed or seen, has ever run against him. And he just kind of keeps now 7 or 8 years he's been in that position and does a great job. But he's going to talk about growing your own meat or finding a local 4-H club, a local county fair, a cattle auction and maybe getting your own meat if you're worried about meat prices or you're worried about where your meat's coming from and you want a little bit more control. Get a locally raised Arizona beef cattle at your local auction. It'll tell you what you need to know, what you need to look for, and where you can find these auctions. Then the 10 o'clock hour, where we talk specifically about something home improvement related, we're talking decorative concrete today. If you find, you can go to the Your Home section of your Arizona Republic Saturday edition. And right there on the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see Rosie's picture. And the article will give you a preview of what we will be talking about in that hour. And we'll also be joined by John Thrice of Arrowhead Deck. He will be in studio. That's all today. Right now, the new hour, the fourth hour, the unscheduled hour of Rosie on the House is whatever you want to talk about. You can join the conversation by calling 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. To start off, we are wrapping up spring training. That's my favorite part of baseball, is spring training. And I don't know if that's because the stadium is getting down to Bank One Ballpark from where we live. Or is it, what is it now? Chase Field. I'm horrible. I still call it Bank One Ballpark. I still call Squaw Peak the 51 Squaw Peak. It's still Blockbuster Desert Sky Pavilion. I don't even know if Blockbuster's still in existence, but that's just such a cool name, and it stuck forever. I don't even know what they call that anymore, Cricket Pavilion or something. Anyway, to get down to Bank One Ballpark from our house, it is a trip and a half. Whereas Surprise Stadium, the closest spring training stadium to our house, I can get there on a dirt road in 20 minutes. And they've got a nice lawn at the end, so you've got all the kids out there with their baseball gloves looking to catch a fly ball over the back of the field. And it's a very enjoyable time. The environment's very relaxed, very laid back. I didn't get to any this year, but I do have a goal. When Remy's a little older, he's 2 right now, so about 4 or 5, I'm going to start taking him to a different. Monday's my day off. We work Tuesday through Saturday. So each Monday, we're going to go to a different spring training stadium somewhere in, you've got Surprise. I've been to Peoria. I've never been to the one down on Litchfield or the one out in Maryville. The new Salt Flats, I think is what they call it, by Indian Bend in the 101. You've got the Scottsdale Stadium right next to the hospital where I was born. I've never been there. You've got a couple out in Mesa. So we'll just make a little fun father, son, go to your Monday ball game at a spring training event. But that's wrapping up. We actually had the opportunity to visit with all the minor league guys for the Milwaukee Brewers last night. It's an annual crawfish boil that started about, this was our third year. The pitcher, Austin Ross, is from LSU, and he somehow came across our company. He's like, how do you have crawfish in Arizona? What? And so he's like, y'all got to come boil for us. So at the end of spring training every year, we boil for the minor league team for the Milwaukee Brewers. Always a fun time. Just very polite guys. All not a lot of names you would know unless you follow the minor leagues. And but just very genuine guys. Shake your hand, look you in the eye. No, you know, you don't have any of that. I don't know. And I can't blame them. I was going to say stuck up, but that's not right. You know, it's, a lot of times these celebrities, they, you know, they're not the most approachable people. But hey, if I was constantly bombarded every time I walked down the street and I couldn't go, and it took me an hour to go get eggs and milk, I'd probably get a little standoffish to myself. So I can't totally blame them, because I'm not saying that I wouldn't turn out the same way if he said it takes you a half hour to go fill up your car because 10 people want an autograph and you're late for an appointment or to pick up the kids from the school bus and you don't want your kids standing there, but you don't want to be rude. What do you do? I don't know. Well, I'll never have to worry about it. What's going on in Arizona this week? Did you know, for a little Arizona history here, this radio station, KTAR, you're also listening to us on KAZM out of Sedona, But KTAR has a very unique meaning to that name. Every radio station east of the Mississippi starts with a W. And it's really funny in Louisiana because the rivers actually wind through Baton Rouge and New Orleans. So you can be in the same city and hear multiple start letters. And I'm sure there's other places like this, Memphis, Kansas City, all the places along the river where you've got W on the west. I'm sorry, W on the east and K on the west. And a lot of these stations, they may or may not have meaning in those letters behind them. Sometimes it's just what's available. Sometimes it may have been what was what the station was originally designed for. And item, you know, just there's always something different. But KTAR, the K, so we've already established where the K comes from. We're west of the Mississippi. We have to have K. What is the T-A-R? What could that possibly be? Mike? You don't know? No idea? Stephanie? You went to broadcasting school. You should have learned this at ASU. They don't teach you this?
She's actually smarter than both of us. She studied biology, I think, right? Biochemistry. Oh, even worse. Well, now I'm... How am I even sharing a booth with her? Jeez.
And you don't know. T-A-R. Think. The...
Oh, the Arizona Republic. You could have made that a little easier for me by shaking the actual paper. Now I feel really smart.
The Arizona Republic. This station was originally licensed by the newspaper when radio first broke on to the realm. What was it? We're in our 100-plus year at KTAR, I believe, a long time ago. Because maybe 90, maybe 100. 1913, I think. So is this 102 years? I'll look that up. Anyway, I should have looked that up before I got in our history lesson. Anyway, we talk a lot about Arizona travel, and I've got the Explore Arizona section out with five must-see places. We'll cover them right after this.